Rachner from page 387 of Shmuel Shapira, page chapter 26.
Did you find your book?
Yeah, here it is.
Oh,
put a sign up and then someone gave it back to me. Olam Mesaper al Gaon Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There's a story, the world tells a story about Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shechayat mechayatei poz nagaram al nachat ruach. And there was one of the tailors in Poznan, where he was a rav, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So he did him a favor, he sold for him something or whatever. Rabbi Akiva sent him a letter full of thanks and praises, unbelievable, as if he, like, the biggest tzaddik in the world. So, when the tailor got the letter, he didn't know how to read. So he went to his friends. This is the tailors. And he found one friend that knew how to read. One of the tailors knew how to read. So he helped him. And they all read it, and they burst out laughing. Ah, look what he called you. He called you a tzaddik. He called you this. He called you that. Who are you? You're nothing. So the tailor went up to Rabbi Akiva Eiger and told him, why, I did you a favor, why are you doing me a negative thing? Why are you sending me things that people laugh at me? Why is all this? What? Why did they laugh? That's how usually you open the letters. Dichvod, Arava Chashuv, or this or that. Well, I don't know why that. Here, look, I also got letters like that. You see, even I got letters like that. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was huge. Gadol Shebagdolim. Giant. He said, what? That's it. Everyone sends letters like that. Look, I also got letters like that. What does that
teach us? How much his humility was. Rabbi Akiva didn't hold anything himself. And Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was Rabbi Akiva Eiger of this generation. בניגוד לבעלי שיעור קומה אחרים שבורכו במידת הנאווה והקדישו כוחות לביטוי הדת שלהם, not like other people who they worked very hard to nullify their gaiva, to say that they're nothing. No, Rabbi Shmuel, to begin with, didn't think that he was something to nullify something. People who think he's something, he needs to nullify something. Shmuel never started beginning to think that he's a something. That's why he never had to fight with the gaiva.
He was offered to be the chief rabbi.
He was what?
He was offered to be the chief rabbi.
The chief rabbi, yeah, I know.
He said, me? Are you kidding? Who am I, Bechlal? He was go on.
Rabbi Shmuel had no connection with Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. Shmuel Shapira had no connection with this thing called Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. He had no interest in knowing him. And he didn't. All his 248 lips, 365 gidil. What does that mean in English? We're just to serve Hashem. Yomam v'layla. Just to serve Hashem. He had no time. Yeah, Shmuel ben Sarachava. What does he have to do? What does he need to do, Shmuel? What does Shmuel have to do in this world? Just to serve Hashem. He always wondered. When people came up to him, Shmuel, what do you say about this? What's your opinion about this? He says, there's so many huge people here blessed that you come and ask me? Yeah. And it wasn't sad that Rabbi Shmuel was so humble. Is that over?
Who are you?
I'll give you a shiur.
Yes. 10 minutes, please. 11 minutes.
You need stuff for the meal? Stay for the meal? That's fine. So? You got it for Rabbi Shmuel.
Yeah.
When they went up to Shmuel to ask him for a bracha or for advice, he was wondering, why are you coming here? But if he couldn't convince, but at the end he couldn't convince everyone that he's a nothing. Everyone understood that he's a something. So they used to come. He didn't know what to do. Even his grandchildren, he used to send them Levi Yitzchak. You have a Levi Yitzchak. He's the one who speaks here. What do you want from me? They used to say about Rosh Moshe Shapira that from the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu created heavens and humble people, he was the only one who succeeded the war with Kavod. What does that mean? He was able to run away from the Kavod. The Kavod did not run after him. He won. He had a shita Then in that way he was able to fight all this being of his as a method, yeah. Whenever they were trying to go around it, to make him like a Rebbe, like a Rav, yeah? He used to, what he used to do? He used to hide even more, hide himself even more, show everyone that he's nothing. Act even, that's the other thing, to hide is his work.
But didn't he have to get a, quote, Rav to go to the United States?
Yeah, that was only just for the document. He went to America, he was in a room all the time.
Yeah. This fellow, he pretended he couldn't read.
Misa.
Who did Misa?
Joseph Levy.
Joseph
Dayan.
Him. There was also somebody phenomenal. He was a genius.
Rabbi Akiva, huh?
And he pretended he couldn't read.
The Akiva's Keva.
Yeah.
It's a famous, it's an amazing story. How much Rav Shmuel hated the Gaiva. Once, Rav Levi Yitzchak Ben sat in the shir between Mechamayev, and he spoke about someone who was at a big level, and before he died, he was on a deathbed, he called all his children, he wanted to tell him his will. But he was wondering, because if he was debating, because if he tells them his will, so they'll find out about him, who they are. Who he is, who he was. So then he told them only one thing. He called them all, and then he said, fine, I'll tell them something. And then he's thinking, you know what, I don't want to talk, because I might come to Gaiva. That's a high level, huh? So Shmuel opened his mouth, rarely, never opened his mouth. And he said, no, he said something. He had a little bit of Gaiva. He didn't have to shut up at all. The Hill Shleib heard of Shmuel say something. You ran. What do you say, Shmuel? What do you say? Silence. Shmuel was nothing. He was a lot of nothing. He held himself to nothing. But telling you. Abitul Atsim, where does Evimo retire the verb Arabi? Call him up, Sireb, and he shoot the said value of Tekar Achav. Rav Shmuel refused to talk if it wasn't in front of one person. If it was more than one person standing, he didn't talk. If he had talked, he talked to one person. Fine. That's why all the interviews that he had, there's a few interviews, is in front of one person. Rav Shmuel hardly saw himself fitting to guide himself. He's going to guide others. Once Rav Levi Yitzchak forced him to learn the Kutei Moran in front of people. Shmuel, no. And he forced him, you must. So fine, give me the Kutei Moran. He read it like this. He just read just the words simply with no helgesh, no feeling, no explanation. A different time they forced him. So he read it to like a person who how do you say?
Stutters.
Vigamgem. Vayomer Hashem. Until they, okay, fine, they let him go. He wasn't a person who stutters. He had nothing to do with Kabbalah. Once, when he was old, there was a few people, they went to the very old Karta Meron. I'm sure it was very old and he was sick. And moving away, they stopped by Kfar Shammai, a little bit before Meron. He wanted to rest a little bit. So he asked all the people if they don't mind. They said, of course not. And he stopped, fine, he rested. And the driver tried to turn it back on. And the engine wasn't working. He tried again, nothing happened. So Shmuel said, oh, it's because of my sins. Shmuel, because of my sins, he said. He said, what? He said, no, what are you talking about? No, you see, I asked you to stop because of me. And then they heard him tell turn to Hashem and said, but Hashem, what can I do? I also need to rest. So I had to stop the car. The driver just heard that, turned on the thing and it started working. There was a lady. She came to Rav Shmuel, she was crying. Rebbe, Rebbe, my husband is sick. He has a very horrible disease. Rebbe. She was starting crying. Why? Why is she calling me Rebbe? Why is she calling me Rebbe?
Yeah,
but
he
was crying. Right, but he couldn't help it.
That's what people's arguments when they want
to put themselves too much, so he's pointing himself out. He's outstanding. He's outstanding in his humility. That's what we say in the other book. It's true. It's true. On the one hand, you're right. It's true. But he couldn't help it.
I'm not sure. I mean, maybe his intention was different.
For 76 years, come on. If someone's doing it, it's not for drawing attention. What's that? Yeah.
I'm saying like a regular person.
Right.
He only went to Uber twice.
Twice, yeah.
I mean, other people that have gotten thousands of times. I guess going to Uber doesn't determine that.
The work is what it is.
Work?
Only work. Only working on yourself. Not if you go to Uman. Go to Uman for sure could help you. Going to Tzaddik definitely has huge things. But if a person doesn't work afterwards, so what's the point? You go to the doctor. He gives you the prescription. Now go work. Go do what the doctor says. If you don't do so. So of course also there's this gula in going to Uman. Rabbeinu said that for sure anyone who was in Uman, Rabbeinu will take care of him after he dies. For sure. For sure, there's no doubt. Avinu promised he'll take care of him after he dies. It doesn't mean he won't go to Gehenna. It doesn't mean he won't have to go through or anything. The person who worked, well, Avinu says, then he could sit with Avinu in Avinu's chamber in Shamayim and learn Torah from Avinu.
So Rabbi Shapira is a wrestler, right?
Shmuel Shapira, yeah.
What was he?
What
was
he? Still
alive?
No, he died 26 years ago, 27.
So, what was he famous for?
Famous for trying not to be famous.
He was famous for trying not to be famous.
Very much, yeah.
How do we, we're talking about it.
After, listen, before the, this book is
just
pretty
good. Just to use some examples.
This book came out how many years after he died? 23, 24 years after he died, it came out. No one thought even to go and take this book. People who knew him told me that everyone knew he's a tzaddik, but you couldn't put the finger on who he is because he was so simple. If you go and went to the shul and see him, a Jew. Didn't realize who they are, but with a story here, and who he was here, and who he was, put a whole life story together, he said, whoa, there's a huge person here. Huge. See, all his children are tzaddikim. All his children are Breslev, were Shurv Hashem. His grandchildren are all Birch Hashem, they're all Hashem. Top, Shakochem.